In between, I'm stopping here now to answer one question. Look at this. People say, Brahman is in your available for recognition. There's nothing to do with this class, okay? Some question I'm answering. Is in the buddhi. That Upad says this, no? Yove danihi tanguhayam parame vyoman. The sentence says what now? Brahman, the all-pervasive, eternal, timeless reality is available for recognition only in your buddhihi. And where is this buddhihi? Buddhihi is in this space. In which space the buddhi is? Brahman is in the buddhi. Buddhi is in the space. And where is the space? Which space? Space is all pervasive. Which space? The space in the, you know, the space is the cavity of your heart. No, Hridaya Guha. Hridaya Akashaha. Hridaya Akashe. There is a cavity in the space of the heart, and there is a cave of buddhi. And if you enter into the space of the heart, not physically, okay? You enter into the cavity of the heart, there you find the buddhi guha, and in the buddhi guha also you have to go searching without getting frightened, and dead end of the cave you go and hit there, I will be there. Okay? That Brahman is available for recognition only as the substance of the substantive I. That what is said. Okay? So space means akasha, hridaya akasha. Hridaya akasha is very popularly known. Hridaya akasha means just the space. And the space is what? The cavity in the heart. Now we have this auricles, ventricles and split and see there's this little space. And that space, even if you do the open heart surgery bypass, you can't see mind there. Why? Because antahkaranam is an indriyam. Indriyam means invisible, imperceptible, subtle power, understandable but imperceptible. That is why indriya mind is never available for perception. Even though now, even if I say there is a seeing power in your obtains in your eyes, hearing power obtains in your ears, when you say all the powers are said to be indriyani, sukshma indriyani, subtle powers only. Why? Even if we see the eye, we can see the eyeball and all of them. What all the light you can see, still you can't make out the seeing power. Because seeing power is imperceptible. But everyone can know one's own seeing power. Even you only understand that you are able to see is the proof for the seeing power being present. Okay? Even you cannot see the seeing power like how you see this mic or see anything else. Your hearing power also you can understand. That is why they are called powers. Sukshma indriyani are imperceptible, invisible but understandable, available for one's own understanding. What is the proof that powers are there? That I can hear is the proof for my for the presence of my hearing power, that I can see is the proof for the presence of my seeing power. I can smell is the proof for the presence of my smelling power. I can taste very well is the proof for the presence of my power of taste. I can digest well is the proof for the power of digestion being present there, but you can't see them through physical eyes. In the same way, manaha also is indriyam and hridayam is the golakam. The golaka indriya bhedam, I have been telling you from day one, I have been teaching this. Okay, golakam is a physical part which is perceptible, but indriyam is an invisible power which is isn't it? Subtle power. Therefore, like how these five sense powers obtain in five physical parts, the Golakani, similarly five subtle powers obtain in five Karma Indriyani, the like organ of speech is a physical part, the power of speaking is an Indriyam. Isn't it? In the same way, we have the hands are all what now? Golakani, but the power of holding and holding, etc., that power is what now? I can understand the power is here, isn't it? I'm able to do, hold, throw, etc., is the proof for the power of the power in the hands being, the power being present in the hands. Therefore, these powers are what now? Invisible. In the same way, manaha also, manaha as a whole, or buddhihi. When you say manaha or buddhihi, or antahkarnam if you say, there's also indriyam, the subtle power obtaining in the Golakam called heart, and that heart also, if you open the heart, we only see the space, but we cannot see the, even open heart surgery will not help us to see the mind, but only there's a space alone can be seen. So the Upanishad says, there's a Hridayam, Golakam, in that Hridaya there is Akashaha space, in that space there is Indriyam called Buddhihi or Manaha, and in that Buddhi also is what now? Guha, Buddhi Guha. It's a cave. Why? Because in the Buddhi so many thoughts are there. If you go and see any, as you enter, you can see the jealousy comes, hatred comes, anger comes. All these thoughts are there. And those thoughts now, if you knock at what now? You can't, Brahman, you can't find Brahman. Jealousy, of course, everything is Brahman only, but you still you can't find out. And you go again in inside. And there you see what lost, dead end of the cave of Buddhi, aham. That is a vritti, aham vritti, jealousy vritti, anger vritti, desire vritti, knowledge of the world. So many vrittis are so much you know in the world. All the vrittis occupy the whole, no? And then you go there in the no, sanctum sanctorum. You go there, what now? That is where? Aham, I vritti. Now I want to go even beyond aham vritti. What is there in the cave? If that is the dead end of the cave, you cannot travel anymore, go anymore. Why? Because the aham vritti is the basis. If one vritti is not there, no vritti will be possible. All the vrittis are possible only if there is vritti I, the knowledge I am. That is the dead end. And you have to find what? What is this I? What is this I am? And you see, this is a vrittihi. The vrittihi itself can never shine by itself. Like bulb can never shine by itself unless some electricity passes through. Okay, so similarly, this vritti also shines because it has its ease when you say, which means vritti shines. Shines means there is also something else which is passing through the vritti. That is what? Reflection of consciousness, manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, that I itself is what involves two as things, antahkarna vrittihi plus manifestation of consciousness, and there you discover what now? Brahman. How? You don't discover it. Vritti you remove cognitively, take only the manifest consciousness. Oh, vritti is only the manifesting medium. The manifest consciousness is hold on to, and from the manifest consciousness, you understand there is original consciousness. The original consciousness is Brahman. Is it clear now? This is what is said here. Akasha doesn't mean anything else other than space in the cave. Is it clear? I like the way Upa's presentation of the buddhi being likened to a cave. Because it's not like a cave, I mean, but buddhi, buddhi means where? In which part of buddhi? Like a cave, isn't it? Yeah, there's so many thoughts are buddhi. Every thought is a buddhi only. But by knocking any thought, you can't, by analyzing what is jealousy is, you can't arrive at. What is anger is, you can't arrive at. Because if you look at anything close, it will disappear. And you can't search for it. That is why you have to go to that. That's why you cannot go beyond anything else. Okay. And this Upanishad here, this is the answer. Is okay? Have you answered?
Yes, very much so. I'm just interested in the space. I mean, when he speaks about the space in the heart, does he mean the same space as Akash?
Yeah.
There's no distinction.
No, the Hridaya Akasha itself is implied, Rajuji, just it. The heart being the Golakam. The physical part where the mind obtains. See, the mind is there, present all the time. As long as Paradha is there, mind is there in the heart. Okay? But mind will leave the heart when the Paradha gets finishes. But the mind functions, no? The functioning of the mind alone makes the entire body active. The presence of the mind makes the physical body alive. But presence of the mind does not make the body active. The function of the mind alone makes the body active. Okay? Presence of the mind and function of the mind. See, sometimes we go to the office, but you simply sit there drinking tea and reading newspaper and watching television, don't do any work there. You know? And there's no work, isn't it? That doesn't mean similarly, but here, the presence of the mind does not make the body active. Presence of the mind only makes the body alive. Absence of the body will make the body dead. Presence of the mind makes the body alive. But function of the mind alone makes the body active. When the mind functions means all the vrittis rise and pervade the body, pervade all the sense powers, all the 10 powers in the obtaining in the physical body, they all become pervaded. How all the vrittis rise in from the mind, and along with they also have manifest consciousness. With the manifest consciousness, the vrittis then, with as a conscious vritti, vrittis rise, they become conscious vrittis because of the manifestation of consciousness, and the conscious vrittis pervade the body. How pervades means? Pervade all the 10 powers also. That's why all the 10 powers become active and functional when they're pervaded by vrittis, conscious vrittis. They become conscious sentient, then they start functioning. When all the 10 powers function, the whole body becomes active. When the thoughts are resolved, mind is present in deep sleep state, all the thoughts are resolved, non-functional mind, then what happens, these conscious vrittis, when they do not pervade the physical body, all the powers are what? No, non-functional. The 10 powers become non-functional, body will be inactive. What is that which makes the body active? Run, walk, get up, do things, see, hear, everything. Everything is possible. All the functions and actions happen, then the body is active. For the functions to happen, all the activities to happen, the 10 powers must be, karmendrani, gyanendrani, 10 powers must be active, functional. They can be functional only when they are pervaded by the conscious thoughts. For which thoughts must be there, for the thoughts to arise, which means the mind must be functional. Isn't it? Therefore, even though it is the location of the mind is the heart. Okay? But it is present in deep sleep, it is present, but non-functional. Waking, functional. Waking, functionally in the waking state. And semi-functional, dream. Non-functional, deep sleep state. Three conditions are the mind, isn't it? Therefore, the akasha just means only the space in the heart. It's only golakam, that's why I say. Because there's a big controversy about this, the medical, the field, the science. They can't keep quiet about the brain. They only think brain. Brain is a physical part which can be cremated, gets, you know, becomes ashes. But mind escapes. Mind cannot be touched. Nobody can touch the mind. It will come back again and again, new heart. It will go to new hearts. Now, if you're emotionally weak, the heart is given to somebody else. If you're emotionally strong, the heart comes to you. You know? At least people know one thing. They know how to draw this heart and put the arrow and all those things.
I just don't understand. It's very difficult to understand why the golakam can't be the brain.
No. So see, mind is associated.
Sense of seeing the other five senses.
No,
golakams are there.
That is why we say mind actually through the vrittis, it pervades the entire body, all the sense powers. When you say, the mind, the vrittis pervade the skin. Okay, that's how the whole physical body is pervaded. The brains are also pervaded. The brains become activated. Brains are activated because how? Brain cannot, that's why some people have brains, no? Brains are there, but non-functional brain. Isn't that it? Appa, if coma, what is coma? So there is another vritti on the pervade ahano. Vrittis have to pervade the brains. After so, brains are activated.
The brains are activated by the senses. Because if you have a touch sensation, the brain knows that, you know, you are being...
No. Even for the doctor, for that brain to be functional, to feel its touch, to feel the touch, to have the registration there also, the mind has to, with vritti, have to pervade. Now, only through vritti, manifest consciousness can pervade. See, the brain, there is a consciousness. Because everything is for consciousness. But consciousness is not manifest there. Hiranyagarbha is all the minds together, Hiranyagarbha. All the sukshmas together, Hiranyagarbha. All the minds, all the sense powers, all the powers of organs of actions, all the pranas. Samashti sukshmam is what? The totality of sukshmani is Hiranyagarbha.
Right inside.
Who?
The spiritual heart.
See, right side, see, the physically knowing anything is of no use. Right side, left side, maybe right side, left side, doesn't matter. What is completely cognitive. The sides, we are locating conscious, isn't it? It is not something physical. Right side or left side or cat. Here we are interested in the indriyam, not in the golakam. Where our interest is in the indriyam, not in the golakam. Yeah, golakam is not. Just Upanishad gives us a hint. Where is it? It is, now it is the golakam, is the hridayam. Saya yo, no? Hridaya akashaha. Tasmin ayam purusho manomayaha. We have the same Upanishad. We come across. Hridaya akasha comes. We will see that. Again we are going to see this. So it become clear. We answered? Some answer?
Huh?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. The... Actually, Atma is everywhere, but for recognition here. Because the instrument of recognition itself, mean knowledge itself is mind, no? That's true. See, the problem is, Atma is in the heart, Brahman is in the heart means, and we will think, and where is the Brahman is located or what? What about Brahman? Brahman is all pervasive, sarvavyapi, very word Atma means all pervasive. Let me not only hear, everywhere it is there, but for us to recognize, we have to see here. Isn't it? See, when we see all our physical bodies, all our bodies are what now? Breads only. Breads, pizzas, burgers, and then wheat, flour, rice only, our bodies. But you can't see the rice here. Isn't it? You have to go to the paddy field to see the, then there paddy fields, look for paddy fields, and there go for this, then remove the husk, and there you have to find the rice. But what are all these here now? All are rice only. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.